renegotiate your agreement. Suppose I'd told you I would meet you Thursday at 4 p.m., but after I made the appointment, my world changed. Now, given my new priorities, I decide I'm not going to meet you Thursday at 4. But instead of simply not showing up, what had I better do to maintain the integrity of the relationship? Correct. Call and change the agreement. A renegotiated agreement is not a broken one. Do you understand yet why getting all your stuff out of your head and in front of you makes you feel better? Because you automatically renegotiate your agreements with yourself when you look at them, think about them, and either act on them that very moment or say, no, not now. Here's the problem. It's impossible to renegotiate agreements with yourself that you can't remember you made. The fact that you can't remember an agreement you made with yourself doesn't mean that you're not holding yourself liable for it. Ask any psychologist how much of a sense of past and future that part of your psyche has, the part that was storing the list you dumped. Zero. It's all present tense in there. That means that as soon as you tell yourself that you should do something, if you file it only in your short-term memory, there's a part of you that thinks you should be doing it all the time. And that means that as soon as you've given yourself two things to do and filed them only in your head, you've created instant and automatic stress and failure because you can't do them both at the same time. If you're like most people, you've probably got some storage area at home, maybe a garage that you told yourself a while back, maybe even 6 years ago, you ought to clean and organize. If so, there's a part of you that likely thinks you should have been cleaning your garage 24 hours a day for the last 6 years. No wonder people are so tired. And have you heard that little voice inside your own mental committee every time you walk by your garage? Why are we walking by the garage? Aren't we supposed to be cleaning it? Because you can't stand that whining, nagging part of yourself, you never even go in the garage anymore if you can help it. If you want to shut that voice up, you have three options for dealing with your agreement with yourself. First, lower your standards about your garage. You may have done that already. So I have a crappy garage, who cares? Second, keep the agreement. Clean the garage. And third, at least put clean garage on a someday maybe list. Then when you review that list weekly and you see that item, you can tell yourself, not this week. The next time you walk by your garage, you won't hear a thing internally other than, ha, not this week. I'm quite sincere about this. It seems that there's a part of our psyche that doesn't know the difference between an agreement about cleaning the garage and an agreement about buying a company. In there, they're both just agreements, kept or broken. If you're holding something only internally, it will be a broken agreement if you're not moving on it in the moment.